morning, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Ruth and I'm on community here. So this morning we're going to be spending some time with what I'm sure is quite a familiar psalm for many of us, and that's Psalm 23. If you have a Bible in front of you, or you can borrow one from the row behind you, I recommend having it out in front of you today if you can. In your pew Bibles, that's on page 555. Like I said, I'm sure this is really familiar, but much like a friend that you've had for many years, it's still lovely to be in its presence for a short time. I'm not going to say a lot about this psalm today. I think instead we're going to just let the Spirit move and speak to us afresh today. So I encourage you just to take a moment to arrive mentally as well as physically. Just notice your breath. Notice this beautiful day lays before us. And if you haven't already this morning, just say hello to God. I'm going to read the psalm through a couple of times. This first time, just notice if a word or phrase jumps out to you. You don't need to analyze that in the moment, just be aware. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. You are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As I read it out a second time, if there's a word or phrase that jumps out to you, just sit with that for a little while. Why that particular word or phrase this morning? What is God stirring in you as you start your Holy Week here with us? The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So another offering into this space, a poem that echoes this psalm, responds to this psalm, sits quietly alongside this psalm. This is The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry, which Phil's going to read for us now.
When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty and the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
So Psalm 23 then, a final time. And if it's open before you, and if you would like, I invite you to read it along with me out loud. It's our response, it's our prayer, as we journey towards the cross together this week. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.